let me discuss to you, or let me discuss with you. No, you're not talking back, but some of you do talk back to me through the portal, astrally, telepathically, spiritually. Let me say something to you right about coming into people's energies. When people want to come and astral project into my house, into my room, wherever, and or they want to step into my auric field. Y'all remember when I did that video? Don't step into my field if you don't want to get told about yourself or don't want to get read for feels. Y'all remember when I did that video? Don't step into my field unless you want to get hashtag read for feels. Go back down my timeline and you'll see a black woman with a helmet on that was protesting that got knocked the fuck out on the pavement, and everybody else was just standing around while the bitch was down there on the ground. I warned these bitches about coming in my energy, and the spirits have been telling on them. So I got independent confirmation that somebody's daddy fucked them and got them pregnant. See, but they want to call everybody else a Jezebel. I also got independent confirmation that they did some spell work to their own mama, so their own mama would let them live in their house, and that their mama and their auntie be helping them do spiritual work. Now, let me say this now. There's one or two things that can happen when you come into my field. If your intention is good and you're the right vibration, you're going to get blessed. You're going to get activated. You're going to get a lot of fucking power. Okay, you're going to get money and shit. You're going to get all kind of stuff, good stuff coming to you. They'll give you whatever they feel you need at a time. You might get charged the fuck up. Hell, you might unlock your past lives. You might unlock some Akashic records. You might be able to see into your family lineage, whereas you couldn't see before. That kind of shit happens. Curses might get broken off of you. All right. You might discover the truth about some magic or some spell work or whatever root work, whatever, being done against you that you didn't know or couldn't see before just because you stepped into my field. That's a good aspect, right? Your children get blessed. You figure out your children are star seeds, or rainbow children, or crystal children. All right. Your children get activated somehow if you have them. All right. They start prophesying. Okay. They start speaking more about their experiences and spiritual inclinations. Here are some of the bad things that can happen if you step into my field with the wrong intentions. Number one, all your business get exposed, because all the spirits that rock with me and know I'm a necromancer, aka seer, psychic medium, channeler, will come and tell on you because they know that you're trying to harm somebody that they really, 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 really appreciate. It's not just my ancestors. Your own ancestors will tell on you, just like they told on this bitch last night for coming in my house. See, she was hanging around. So while she was hanging around, I took the time to cuss her out and cuss her daddy out, who's dead, by the way. And I ain't gonna say it in a respectful manner. No, disembodied soul, departed soul. The motherfucker's dead. He's a goddamn coward. He wasn't protecting her ass or helping her ass, but he was letting her do all this shit. Fuck him and fuck her. She wanted to hang around me last night, right? Well, guess what happened after when she was hanging around in my room? She ain't touched me physically, I'm just saying. That's what she was hanging around in my room. So I was just talking to her just like this, right? Just like I'm talking to this recording. So I said, your daddy ain't helping you, right? Said, and your mama and your auntie, they're going to die. One of them, if not both of them, going to die. And your ass either going to be on the fucking streets or something else going to happen to you. Something going to get snatched from you, and then you going to go out. I said, but since you want to hang around my energy, you can learn from me. Do you see? I mean, is this a movie scene for you to be hanging around in my bedroom? Is this a movie scene for you to be coming back all day and all goddamn night, checking on me, spying on me and shit? I'm not the only person she's doing this to, by the way. I ain't going to say who else she doing it to, but I'm just going to say I ain't the only person. Okay. She came against two warriors in the spirit. Right. Hashtag suicide mission. Hashtag kamikaze dumb bitch shit. Crash dummy shit. Just like that's why I've been calling them demons in death throes. When you in death throes, you really know you gotta die, but you don't wanna die. That's what death throes are. I don't wanna leave, but I know I'm gonna leave. That's death throes. Look up death throes. That's why I said hashtag demons in death throes, hashtag bamboozled by Beelzebub. Okay. So I told her, I said, your mama gonna drop. If it ain't your mama, be your auntie. Because them bitches was told to stop too. Matter of fact, your auntie was told to stop. She ain't stop. She was told to stop helping you with this practitioner work. I'm the one who figured out it was the auntie. I got an independent confirmation of all this stuff, right? So I said, since you want to hang around, what the fuck is there for you to see here? You just want to spend time in my energy field, but you ain't going to be able to vamp off of me, right? So the bitch tried sending me pain or whatever, physical pain. That shit done got weaker and weaker and weaker and weaker. Every 4 to 8 hour time frame that goes by in the day, that shit touches me less and less. Okay? The other two won't even touch me no more. As of a couple days ago, them other two, after they got their astral thrashing, them other two rats, them other two bamboozled by Beelzebub bitches don't touch me no more. The other one done tuck tail and run. She knows what she know what she fucking with. Yeah, that one, that old one, the 52-year-old that I said was motherfucking Glinda's sister, the Wicked Witch of the West. That motherfucker done tuck tail and run, bitch. She ain't been fucking with me. But I still feel her nasty energy, so I don't fuck with that bitch. But see, it's too late because she went in the ritual too. And see, there was another one that been hiding. She a subscriber, but she do her dirt too. She a racist ass white woman named Stacey Lynn. See, Stacey Lynn done got her ass beat too. All of these bitches were clicking up against us spiritually and laughing on videos and laughing in the comments and all of that. So I told Sugar Mama, we just gonna call her Sugar Mama. I told Sugar Mama to the bird chest little raggedy ass nigga with the BDBs around his goddamn neck and the bird chest. I told Sugar Mama, Sugar Mama, you see, ain't nothing going on here at night. I don't know what you come here to do except for look. Ain't no spooky shit going on over here at night. I get my ass in the bed and I go to fuck to sleep. Only reason why I was up on the full moon and lunar eclipse is because those energies activate me and because I had to be up for what I had to fucking do. Like I said, you fuck with me, you're gonna get this motherfucking work. Okay, but that shit had been predicted to me 6 months in advance. 6 months in advance, I was being called to do that. I just didn't tell nobody. 6 months in advance, I knew I had to make that walk at some point. I just didn't know when I was gonna get the call. You know how they have you on standby and shit. I done told you they be having me on standby. So I got the call or whatever, and they said, get up right now. They got me up at 11:55. Check the time, 1:11. 11:55 on the motherfucking full moon and the lunar eclipse in Sagittarius. Got my ass up at 11:55. Got my shit together, packed my bag, and took off walking damn near 2 miles in the fucking darkness. See, so what happens when you spend time in my motherfucking energetic field like this bitch did? I told her, I said, you know I got sickle cell, right? And I know you was trying to hit my body with pain and fucking with me, fucking with my bones and shit, right? But your shit done got weak because I can barely feel it now. The thing about it is, even with my condition, I'm still doing better than you. Okay. That's not a bragging point. It's just for you to see. Yes, I have to take Tylenol, ibuprofen every now and then for aches and pains, etc. You sitting here watching me. Let me tell you something else. Every time you come here, they're going to tell me something more about you. So since she wanted to spend time in my field, guess what? She was in and out of my motherfucking house all goddamn night. All motherfucking night. I don't have a house gridded like Fort Knox. I don't need to because I'm protected. I don't need to put stuff in every motherfucking corner, under every window, under every door. I don't have the shit gridded like Fort Knox because, see, motherfuckers that ain't supposed to come in won't be allowed in. Just like I told y'all about that vampire that was at my motherfucking office window. That bitch wasn't allowed in. She wasn't allowed to step her foot, you know, her piggy toes. She wasn't allowed to step them motherfuckers up on the concrete foundation because the bitch wasn't allowed in. She was allowed on the land, but she wasn't allowed in the house. See, Swamp Witch ain't allowed in the house. She had to call me to a neutral location. See, she not allowed. You not. I don't have to do all of that spooky shit. That heebie-jeebie shit. You know, burying shit in the yard, burying mirrors. I don't have to do all of that shit. If they allowed in, they allowed in. Because, see, you can do all of that and they'll still come in. You're wasting your fucking money. You're wasting your time and your energy. You can do all of that shit and they'll still come in. Okay, that's the nature of the veil thinning. All right. So I told her, I said, so you know, you're spending time and my energy. I just want you to know I'm about to take my ass to bed. So I sat up for a little bit, started listening to a spiritual ascension reading. And I said, so since you want to sit here and watch, you can, I guess you can sit here and listen to my reading with me. The reading that came out for my sign, the one that it's a reader that my guides use. There's several of them, quite a few of them that my guides use. So I saw that it got posted for my moon sign. So I went and listened, and I was just sitting there listening to readings. Then I started listening to some Reiki, and I turned the motherfucking light out and went to sleep. And I could tell the bitch was still sitting there watching me or standing there watching me. And then I started to feel, you know, movement on my bed. And I'm like, look, now, you, I don't want you touching the bed. But then I ended up speaking in indigenous tongues, which I don't ever speak that to other people. Okay, so she heard me speaking it, but I don't speak that to no people in physical flesh form. All right, I'm not allowed to speak that to people in physical flesh form. It's a very, very old language. So she heard me or whatever, and she just kind of looked and listened, and whatever it was, it made her leave for a while. So during that time she was gone, I got a little bit of sleep, but then I woke up again. And when I woke up again, it must have been about an hour, hour and a half later. I guess she was back. Either I can't remember because I was up and down all night. Not up and down. I got up out of the bed a couple of times like I usually do, but I was awake and going to sleep intermittently all night. She kept me and somebody else up all night. She kept going back and forth between me and this person's house, and we live like 900 miles apart. So I said to myself, since you're going to keep coming back in my energy field, I don't even think I said it in English. I think, I don't know. I could have just said it telepathically, but I said, since you're going to come back in my energy field every day, all day, in and out, in and out, in and out, like a motherfucking revolving door, when they start telling shit about you to me and I tell it, you're going to know who you fucking with. You already know who you fucking with, but you're going to be shocked when I tell this. So that's why I said, they woke me up and they started showing me in my mind's eye, when I would close my eyes and in my mind's eye, that scene from the color purple. You better not tell nobody but God. You better not tell nobody but God. They showed me that image 3 times and they kept repeating it like a mantra. And so I spoke. I said, so when I realized she was back in my room, I said, what your daddy do to you? I didn't even ask her out loud. I was like, what the fuck your daddy do to you? Because I just cursed him out. I just cussed him and I called him a fucking coward. And I know that wasn't no goddamn coincidence. I know I wasn't calling him no coward because he wasn't standing up and stopping you from doing your bullshit. I know I called him a coward because of something else. And then the spirits revealed it. Motherfucker did something to his own daughter. And I ain't gonna say no allegedly because he ain't in human form no more. He did something to his own fucking daughter. And the family, her auntie helped cover that shit up. Her auntie helped get rid of the fucking baby. That's why all these fucking bamba clock bitches are into dark magic and they're cursed. Okay? So let me tell you something. You come in my field, I'm liable to pick up anything that's going on with you that you don't want people to know. So just make sure you come. Now, this is for the people with the bad intentions. If it's people with good intentions, they're not going to do people like that. That's good intentions. They're not going to embarrass nobody like that. Because I've done readings for people and something traumatic happened and my guys would not let me see or discuss what it was. They blocked me energetically from even delving into that. I just know it was something traumatic from the childhood. I don't know what it was. They wouldn't let me touch it. I kind of got an inclination of what it is, but I ain't going to talk about it. I don't know exactly what it is, but I'm not even interested. But this person, because of their hubris and their arrogance, they want to be fucking suicide bomber and fly into my airspace. I'm going to reveal things about your history. You didn't want the world to know. So see, you was fucking your own daddy. You got fucked by your own daddy. But you want to call other people Jezebels. You want to call other people whores. You want to talk about how other people are single and don't have their masculine. But you got fucked by your own goddamn daddy and got rid of the baby. Ooh, baby. Remember when I said some of these bitches got blood on their hands? Some of them standing in a pool of blood. Ain't it when they do abortions, it's a lot of blood? How? Isn't it when women go into labor, it's a lot of blood on people's hands? Ain't that what it is? Huh? See, I warned them. I warned them. That's why that other rat got mad. Tell me, how could you know stuff I never discussed on YouTube? Because I saw the fucking roaches running across your mama flow hole. That's why. I saw them skittering and goddamn skedaddling across your mama raggedy ass apartment flow. That's why I said you need to be worried more about them goddamn roaches and your mama flow in her kitchen than worry about me. But see, all these bitches are going down. All of them. All of them. I got independent confirmation from somebody else. Her daddy did do it. Her daddy did do it, baby. I told you. The dead speak to me. You don't know what the fuck I'm going to find out about you. Don't try me. Don't try me. Especially in a public way like what's been going on. Don't try me. So, otherwise, let me tell you what happened. So, welcome back, Sister Sapphire Dragonfly. Let me tell you something right now. So, I just happened to click on my feed. Spirit said, check the feed. So, I look at it. Sapphire Live. So, I'm like, all right, dope. So, I caught it about 5 or 7 minutes in. So, I go and listen. And I started it back from the beginning. So, I'm listening. And then I had to get up and go make some tea and coffee. So I left my phone in the room and didn't take it in the kitchen. So as soon as I left from watching the live, apparently a Satanist, the 30 to 45 seconds after I left the live to go make some tea and left my phone in my bedroom, a Satanist entered her chat. Talking about they dare to learn. Talking about what exactly is your mission. Sapphire Dragonfly Spiritual Guidance. Yeah, her channel. They enter her chat. If you go back and play that live she did, the two and a half hour one, the chat may not be up yet, but it'll be on the chat replay. You'll see that Satanist come in. And I said, and so somebody texted me and was like, look at this shit. Can you go in Sapphire's live? So I went in Sapphire live. When I came in, the person had already gone. I said, yeah, they would wait until I leave. From watching, I had not commented. I was watching from the clouds. I wasn't gonna comment, but Sapphire must have felt my presence because she mentioned me in a live. I haven't even gotten to that point yet where she mentioned me right before I came in. So the person left, the Satanist left, or either they just went back to cloud watching. They were probably still watching, but I didn't feel the energy. And the person that sent me the screenshot, I felt a weird energy off of the screenshot of the person of the Satanist comment. So I'm going to read that energy once the chat pops up, because I got some suspicions about that. So shout out to Sister Sapphire for making me a moderator on her channel, because she's a mod on both of my channels. And shout out to La Mama and everybody else who was there. Y'all, I'm chewing gum and I have to chew this gum because I got to keep my jaw moving. It's a lot of crown shit going on. So I got to chew this gum. Y'all know I don't usually chew no gum while I'm recording. Congestion and fluid running. You know, a lot of crown stuff going on. So, I go back in. We chatting and stuff. Somebody come in the chat talking about... So, Sapphire was about to end the live. Somebody come in the chat right before it ended talking about under the name UNIV Universal. Talking about... So Sapphire said something about she was going to do something. And it was like, well, just don't do predictions and readings. And I'm like, instantly I picked up Sugar Mama's energy. The batshit crazy Jamaican demon. I picked her energy up immediately. And I'm like, don't do readings. I said, because we know you've been distracting us and not wanting us to read, because why? You don't want us to predict your fucking death because you already got the death omen. You hit a crow? Listen. You gonna talk louder or what? They can't hear you. Been picking up. Okay, so there's a oh, some dust got in my eye a little bit. There's a crow ad-libbing in the background. Anyway, she already got the death omen. She already seen her death coming. Okay, so after I realized who the fuck that was, and I told Sapphire about it in her chat, I said, "That's the one that threw you under the bus, Sapphire, the demonic bat that she don't want us to do readings because she don't want to see her death coming. She don't want people to know." Too late, bitch, because Sapphire already told you you're gonna get hit by a fucking bus. I already told you you're gonna fucking die. A lot of people done told you you're gonna fucking die. That's why I said, if any of y'all forgive her and you got spiritual rank to judge, you're gonna get cursed because you're not supposed to forgive that. She's sentenced, it is what it is. Okay, so now Daisy done come out with a suicide mission confirmatory message. So is everybody lying? The bitch is going down, and so are her little friends. Okay, they've already gone down. All right, so now she just comes around me to watch. She tried bothering me a little bit last night, but she just come around watch. Well, just so you know, ma'am, you don't actually, my guy said, hush your mouth. She don't deserve the title, ma'am. Just so you know, sugar mama. And they said, yeah, that's more like it. Just so you know, sugar mama, long as you keep coming back to my energy, I'm going to tell Mo and Mo and Mo and Mo and Mo. Okay? By the way, when I had blocked that person, sugar mama, under a troll account called Univ Universal, when I had blocked that person, I heard a sound on my door. A knock. Let me go on back in the house and let you hear how the shit sounded on my door. I told Sapphire in the chat, if you go back and watch the chat replay on her live, you'll see where I said I heard a sound at my door. That's what the bitch do. She be making all kind of sounds in the wall, on the door. Sometimes it be other spirits, but she be doing that shit. She was fucking with my door, like I said the other day she was. Okay, hold on. So this is what I heard on my door when I had blocked the bitch. As soon as I blocked her, I heard on my door. So, bitch was mad. How the fuck I hear a knock on my door at the same time I block you, bitch? I knew you been around my house. I ain't fucking stupid. I was right when I said you was messing with my fucking door. So now she been coming in through the fucking attic, y'all. That's how the fuck she been getting in. Because I ain't going up there fucking around on them eaves and in with that motherfucking fiberglass insulation. Because this is an older house. I ain't going up there fucking around you to step on a fucking nail or hurt myself over no black bitch on YouTube. So she can keep coming in. She gonna keep learning about who the fuck I am. She already know, but she gonna keep getting her schooling. She gonna keep getting her motherfucking thrashing. But the bitch don't touch me. Okay, she done been stripped. She don't touch me no more. She might be able to send a little negative energy. She don't fucking touch me no more. Okay, she come around here being nosy. That's all the fuck she do. She do that to me and other people. Y'all better pay attention when y'all be hearing strange noises in y'all house. Make sure it ain't this bitch. But see, right now she only trying two main people, right? Two main people she trying. And that's why Daisy said, don't matter if all you got is two people on your team. If you fighting for God, these bitches are fighting for the devil. Don't worry about it. She talking about me and the other person that this batshit crazy dick riding devil dick rider sugar mama have been messing with. Yeah, see, she talking about us too. Two witnesses. It's reminiscent of the two witnesses. Okay. Now let me say this. Y'all out there, if y'all have been intimidated by this person to not do no readings, you better read her ass for filth. Now, I ain't telling you to do nothing you're not comfortable with. I'm not telling you to do anything that your guides are not telling you to do or your ancestors. Check with them first, of course. But I'm telling you, my guys are saying you read her ass to the down to the motherfucking ground. Don't let her punk you because she's already going out. Okay, she's weakened. Okay, she's going out. So if you feel like you want to do a reading and expose the truth on this person or whatever they've been up to, you do that. Don't let her scare you because that's how she's holding on to her last bit of energy. Okay. Her last bit of energy she's trying to put fear in people. Like she came in Sapphire chat talking about, please don't do reading predictions and readings because she don't want us to tell what the fuck about to happen to her. Well, bitch, you about to die. And one day, somebody gonna come online, and we gonna find out that you got hit. And remember, I kept saying, these bitches is gonna get hit with a Mack truck. I just call it a Mack truck. Sapphire been saying a fucking bus for a long time. Me and Sapphire been picking up the same energy for the bitch. That's why she don't want us to do readings. That's why she be bothering me at night so that I don't be feeling like doing readings. And that's why God told me, don't do no more readings right now. Let us handle her. And then you go back to your regular schedule programming. Let us handle her and all the people that was working with her. Then you go back to your regular schedule programming. You know what I'm saying? Let us come pick up the trash first. Let us scrape the roadkill off of the motherfucking street. When I went on my sojourn the other night during the full moon, guess what? I passed three carcasses, three roadkill carcasses, three of them. They were smashed down flat. Bones first still there. But roaches were feeding on them, okay? And it was three of them along a 1.75-mile walk there. Three different carcasses. That is why they made me walk that path. But they were all the same what? Species. It wasn't like one was a dog, one was a deer, one was a cat. No, all of them were the same fucking species. Not gonna tell you what it was, because all these people are gonna do is go Google that animal and try to do some little stupid shit. So no, they were all the same species, all of them dead. Dead on the fucking tracks. Okay? So just understand this. These people are being made an example of so that, like I said before, the readings have confirmed it, so that people would know who's real and who's not. And I thank Sister Sapphire for her shout out, because some of her students came to me for readings and dream interpretations, and she watched them, which I had a feeling she would. And Sapphire watched them, and she gave me some very gracious compliments, and I really appreciate that. So, to the bamboozle by Beelzebub, bitches. I told you, if you kept playing with me, I was going to tell all your business. I gonna tell your mama business. I gonna tell your business. Yeah, so you got that abortion at 13, bitch. No wonder you sour. And I'm not making fun of any woman. I'm not making fun of her. I'm just saying, I ain't making fun of no woman that's been a victim of sexual assault, molestation, or family incest. But I am saying this. I know that's something you didn't want to come out, baby. You sour. And you rotten. And see, by fucking with us, you know what else happened? Remember I said in my reading, or in my, well, I said in my message, because some of them be channeled messages and stuff. I said, bitch, anytime you get pregnant, you're going to have a miscarriage. That ain't just because I cursed you to that. It's also because of what happened to you when you was young. See, that shit fucked your womb up. That herbal abortion, something to do with some motherfucking white willow bark. I know you don't think I'm supposed to know about that. See, I know too much. That's the problem. I've been knowed this stuff. And I'm saying knowed for a reason. I've been knowed this stuff. Okay? You kept going into my energy, though. You were coming into my energy. You kept coming. You kept coming. You kept coming. You kept coming. So guess what? They kept talking. And each time your energy interfaces with mine, my light illuminates your darkness and your secrets. The ones that you don't want people to know. The family secrets that your family don't want people to know. So word of caution to all you other bitches out there that work with this hoe. I'm going to expose your family secrets next. Some of y'all was busting it open for funny uncles. And this is not making fun of any adults that take advantage of children. I'm just saying they act like they so goddamn pure and chaste and perfect, but they don't tell you that some of them was winding it up. And I can't do no fucking Jamaican accent. They was winding it up, lap dancing for a funny fucking uncle at hardly 12, 13 years old. Clapping ass, twerking. Pimped by their own goddamn relatives and shit for a place to stay and motherfucking government meat and cheese. Government cheese. That's what the bitch was worth and is worth. Matter of fact, she ain't worth that because rats eat government cheese. That shit don't melt. Humans ain't supposed to be eating that shit. She ain't worth no government cheese. Matter of fact, my ancestor corrected me and said, that bitch ain't worth the dirt on the ground. Excuse me, ancestors. And they said, yeah, you are excused because you need to say it plain. Don't give her no credit for no cheese. She gonna lose her government benefits. Then white men gonna take that shit away and she gonna end up on the streets. But before all that happened, you'll see a little bit more revelation come. Okay? Because see, we call on them white man spirits, and them white man spirits respect dark primordial goddess energy. I told you Colonel Whitaker done fucked up some black bitches on Astral. Them Confederates and them Union soldiers will fuck motherfuckers up. When I told you I put out a level five smoke alarm or a level five smoke signal to the ether, I wasn't playing because they showed up and people saw them show up. Okay? So, let me say this. Tread carefully with me. Alright? Tread real motherfucking carefully with me. Okay. Just like that other one didn't want me to tell about her motherfucking STD. Well, a couple of them got STDs, but that other one was like, that shit, that's illegal, you know. That we know you're hacking. I don't hack nobody, bitch. And you will never be able to prove that. But we can prove that y'all been doing dark magic on people. I learned about your STD because the spirits told me. And I picked it up. That's why. I saw somebody's nasty ass genital warts. And I ain't gonna say who. So you admitted it was you by running and getting triggered. But that's okay, because them Hebrew Israelite niggas is going to fuck your black ass up. Because you know they don't like swine. And your aura is roach, swine, you know what I'm saying? Nasty ass, stinking ass crab leg energy. That's the kind of aura and energy you and your bitch ass friends got. Y'all energy slightly different, each one. Like I said, that one of them Caucasus vampire, one of them, you know, demonic bat. The other, and you, but you is roachy. You roachy. That I got to bring a raid out for. You know, I just sprayed the house for the summertime because we get a lot of bugs and shit. So we just sprayed the house and shit. You know, clean the shit up. House always clean, but I'm just saying, spray the house. Make sure motherfuckers can't come in. You know what I'm saying? Because this is South Carolina, we have a lot of bugs and shit. And you have to spray your house like once a year or once every 6 months, depending on where you live. And it's woods around here and it's water not too far away. So a lot of water bugs and stuff, palmetto bugs like to try to come in people's houses. It's a standard thing. You can have a brand new house, no furniture in it. They'll find their way in. Anyway, these bitches, y'all Hebrew Israelite niggas, get that Aquaria amethyst bitch. Get her ass. Get her ass, get her friends, get all of them. Y'all Hebrew Israelite, and I ain't calling y'all niggas disrespectful. I'm saying, I used to be in Hebrew Israelite too, and I know they don't like no fucking swine. That's why y'all pig deity video disappeared. Now, I don't know if it was put on private or whether it was just taken down by some means. But either way, all the Hebrew Israelite camps out there, crack this whole skull. Because I know y'all gonna fuck her up anyway, and she's scared, you know, calling herself the real spiritual historian. I cursed that shit, and I do curse that shit. Get her, get all of her friends, okay, because these bitches have not learned their lessons. They're not gonna learn their lessons until they're smote or either disabled, okay, or sickened, or until their loved ones die around them and they end up homeless, because all of them are living with their mamas. So if their mamas drop dead as a byproduct of what the fuck they was doing, and the Most High snatching away their goddamn security blanket, then that's what you get, bitch. I don't give a fuck about you being homeless on the streets of New York when it's circulating. I hope you drop dead like a too fat rat in the alleys of New York, and you get sweep up by the motherfucking sanitation crew or the street sweeper and dumped in a motherfucking landfill. I don't give a fuck about none of y'all that was up to this shit. That's as important to me as you are and ever will be. Okay? So like I said, y'all that want to read, do your readings. Don't let them punk you. I'm taking a break because I was told that I had to focus on my lectures and other stuff. But Don't the rest of y'all that haven't been told to take a break, don't let them punk you into that. Don't let them coerce you into that. Because what it is they don't want to hear about their destruction. They don't want to hear about the karmic judgment upon them. Before the end of next month, you will see one of them die or disappear. And for some people, disappearing is dying because it's the false persona that they've put up, that they've kept alive. Okay. All right. So, I'll talk to you later, baby. Peace.